And joining us now is Gordon Bonneman, who is the attorney for the Tennessee Justice Center, and he's a former Families USA board member. I guess, what would you say the purpose of this gathering is, Gordon?
To inspire and coordinate and mobilize people from across the country who are advocating for health care reform.
Gordon, the South, of course, red state America, there's been enormous political resistance to the Affordable Care Act, the so-called Obamacare. And it's almost as if we have two Americas, not two echo an unfortunate political voice from the past. But what's your sense coming from the South about whether or not, because in California, things are moving relatively well. The website's been up and running without any problems. Enrollment is up, but it's not the same, is it, across the country?
No, and it's heartbreaking. In Tennessee, an adjoining state, a neighboring state is Kentucky, and we have clients. I'm in a nonprofit law firm that serves low-income and uninsured families across our state. We have clients who are literally hundreds of yards from the Kentucky border, and if they lived on the other side of that border, they'd be getting health care now. But because they're in Tennessee and we're a very red state, they're getting nothing.
So how do the political leadership in these states get away with it, in effect? I mean, why punish their citizens because of the politicians' own ideological predilections?
Well, the polling data in Tennessee, and my understanding is it's true across the South, is that most people support expansion of Medicaid coverage and extension of health care coverage to the uninsured. They understand we're talking about working families that for whom it makes a huge difference. But it has to do with the dominance of the Republican Party and the internal dynamics in which the Tea Party turns out people for primaries, and that basically intimidates the more moderate leadership of the party into going along with extreme positions such as refusing to extend coverage to people who are working hard and need it.
So what could reverse this? I mean, one of the ways that it's people assume that it will cease being a political football and become a reality is that as it becomes a reality, the arguments against it are undercut by the fact that it's up and running. So when it's being prevented or sabotaged by the political authorities in the southern states, how do the public know? I mean, how do you get around that? Because, as I say, I've witnessed firsthand in California, even relatives of mine signing up and suddenly saying, my God, I'm saving $1,000 a month.
Right.
I mean, if that were happening in your state, Tennessee, we wouldn't have a problem, right?
We wouldn't. I think people don't realize, including in those red states, that you can't maintain the status quo. Either the healthcare system is going to move backwards, fall backwards and decline, or it's going to move forward with the embrace of reform. By that, I mean specifically, there are changes coming in the Affordable Care Act to hold hospitals more accountable for the quality of care, to realize savings in Medicare and Medicaid payments. Those are all predicated on the assumption that more people are going to be covered. So even though hospitals will see a reduction in their Medicare rates, they'll make it up in covering, providing services for people who now have a source of pay. What that means is that in states like Tennessee that adamantly refuse to expand Medicaid, those billions a year that were to come into the healthcare system won't, and we're looking at the closure of hospitals on an enormous scale across our state. I think when that starts happening, people are going to take a second look, because that affects everybody regardless of their political affiliation.
And again, I'm speaking with Gordon Bonneman, who's an attorney with the Tennessee Justice Center. So, Gordon, in the meantime, in the short time, in order to alleviate some of the pain, is there anything that can be done in terms of information and education? I mean, are you living in a media bubble down there? Is it not possible for people, for the truth to sort of seep from across
actually,
the border from Kentucky?
Well, actually, much of the news media, local news media, is covering what's going on, and there's a good bit of indignation, particularly in rural communities that are facing the loss of their hospitals. So it's going to be interesting how it plays out over the next couple of years. Right now we're in a primary season in which the Republican Party, because the Republican Party dominates and the Democratic Party is almost a spent force in our state, you have all these dynamics between the Tea Party and the more moderate wing of the party. And until we're past that, the expectation is that nothing's going to happen because no one wants to alienate the Tea Party base. But the expectation, too, is that at some point these chickens are going to come home to roost, and the practical realities of closing hospitals, lost jobs, and competitive disadvantage with other states, never mind what happens to low-income working people, just those economic realities are going to force a moment of truth.
Well, Gordon Bonneman, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Again, I've been speaking with Gordon Bonneman, who's an attorney with the Tennessee Justice Center.